Title: Late Night Jungle Journey. Arranging for DJ Friendly Sets Advanced. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson, we're arranging jungle and drum and bass like a DJ thinks at 3 a.m. Not like a producer polishing an 8-bar loop, but like someone who needs the tune to mix clean, build tension on purpose, and feel like a proper late night journey. We're going to live in Ableton's arrangement view, and the goal is simple. When your tune hits a system, it should roll hypnotically, evolve without getting busy, and give a DJ long, reliable mix points on both ends. Before we place a single clip, lock in the mindset. A DJ-friendly arrangement isn't just here's an intro, here's an outro. It's how does my track behave while another track is still playing. That changes everything. Step 0. Session prep. The boring part that makes everything else fast. Set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 174 range. If you want that classic jungle pace, pick 170 BPM. Keep it 4/4. Now, organize your project like you're going to perform surgery. Make groups, drums, bass, music, effects and atmos and your return effects. Set up 3 return tracks with only stock devices. Return A is your big space, space verb. Use hybrid reverb on a hall algorithm. Set decay around 3.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay around 20 to 35 milliseconds. Then do the grown-up move. Roll off the lows inside the reverb. Anything below 200 Hz does not belong in your reverb tail. If you want a tight club mix, return B is dub delay. Use echo, set it to a quarter note or dotted eighth. Feedback may be 25 to 45%. High pass around 250 Hz and low pass around 7 to 10k. You want vibe, not fizzy sandpaper and not low-end soup. Return C is your parallel danger button. Crush parallel. Put a saturator with soft clip on. Drive it 3 to 8 dB, then EQ 8 after it, cutting everything below 120 Hz, because the sub is sacred. This return is not something you insert everywhere. You send into it when you want attitude. Now we build the architecture. This is where advanced arranging is actually easy, because you're working in clear phrases instead of vibes. Think in multiples of 16 bars. That's how you get clean, predictable DJ phrasing without sounding boring. A classic long map at 170 BPM could be 64-bar intro, 32 bars of pre-drop tension, 64-bar drop 1, 32-bar bridge, 96-bar drop 2, and a 64-bar outro. That can run long. So if you want a tighter 6 minutes, shrink each block while keeping the 16-bar math intact. For example, 32 intro, 16 tension, 32 drop 1, 16 bridge, 64 drop 2, 32 outro. Same logic, faster travel. In Ableton, add locator markers every 16 bars. Name them like a DJ would understand. Intro 16, intro 32, tension, drop 1, bridge, switch up, mix out. Color code sections too. It sounds basic, but here's the teacher truth. If your timeline is visually clear, your decisions get bolder and faster. You stop second guessing. Now the intro. This is where most producers accidentally sabotage DJs. A late night jungle intro should be rhythm forward for beat matching. Low risk in the low end, and still have an identity. But here's the key. Identity doesn't mean full hook and full bass. Identity can be the texture, a stab, a little vocal grain, a pad, a field recording, something you recognize, but that doesn't dominate the blend. Let's build a 64-bar intro recipe, and you can scale it down later. Bars 1 to 16, tops and atmosphere, hats, shakers, maybe a high-passed break texture, plus a pad or field recording. Keep it light and clock-like. Imagine the previous track is still blasting sub and a hook. You're just giving the DJ the grid and the mood. Bars 17 to 32, introduce kick and snare, but keep it mixable. This is not the moment for your heaviest drum bus slam. Think tool drum pattern. Bars 33 to 48, bring in more of the break, still controlled, still not sub-heavy. Bars 49 to 64, tease bass, not the full body. A hint, maybe a note, maybe a filtered movement, maybe a sub that's still restrained. On your break loop in the intro, use a mix safe chain. Start with EQ 8. High pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Steep slope. If it's boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500. Then an auto filter, low pass that slowly opens over 16 bars, like 8K up to 16K. Then drum bus for a bit of bite. Keep boom at 0. Boom is not your friend here. Add a touch of transience if the loop feels sleepy. One DJ-friendly trick I want you to remember. Make the first 32 bars almost to level. Beats and tops that can blend with anything. Then let your identity show up in bars 33 to 64. That's giving the DJ options, long blend, short blend, or quick cut. Now pre-drop tension, roughly 64 to 96 bars in the bigger map. This is where you promise the drop without killing the roll. The tension isn't about getting louder. It's about density, note density, spectral density, stereo density. So automate the low end opening gradually. Use reverb throws sparingly on stabs or vocals. Increase drum density with ghost notes and tiny edits. Widen your atmos, keep your sub mono and stable. A classic jungle tension move. Remove the kick for 4 bars, keep the snare anchor and the break talking. Then bring the kick back with an impact into the drop. That kick disappears moment tells the crowd something is coming without needing a giant riser like you're scoring an action trailer. If you do use a riser, keep it controlled. Noise source from operator or a noise sample. Auto filter in band pass. Automate frequency upward over 8 to 16 bars. Add hybrid reverb with a long decay, but high passed. Then utility whitening from maybe 80% to 140%. That whitening is a psychological trick. The room feels like it opens up, so when the drop hits and you narrow the focus, it feels heavier. And impacts, do the gated tail trick. Put a reverb tail on an impact, then gate it so it ducks on the beat. You get size without smearing the groove. Now drop one, around bars 96 to 160. This is where the tune either becomes hypnotic or it becomes a loop that people stop believing in. Your goal is 8-bar energy with 32-bar evolution. You're not trying to introduce a brand new idea every 8 bars. You're trying to keep the same idea alive. Here's a clean drop structure. The first 8 bars are the statement. Full groove. Bass motif is obvious. Next 8 bars. A small variation, like a snare fill or bass answer phrase. Next 16. Add one new layer, maybe a ride, a chopped break slice, a stab pattern. Last 8. Start setting up the bridge by removing something or adding tension. For drums, keep it jungle-rooted. A modern punchy kick and snare is your spine. Break loop for movement. Ghost notes for swing and top percussion for momentum. On your break group, use a control chain. EQ 8 high pass around 70 to 110 HC to keep sub space for your actual sub. If it's too fizzy, gently shelf down above 12K. Glue compressor, light. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then saturator with soft clip for density and utility for width, like 90 to 110%. Don't go wide just because you can. You want club translation. Now micro variation. This is the difference between loop and journey. Every 8 to 16 bars, do something small. Swap one bar of the amen for a more chopped version. Add a snare flam right before a phrase change. Change the hat pattern for 4 bars. Do bass call and response. Motif speaks in bars 1 to 8, answers in 9 to 16. And if you want fast fills without clutter, duplicate a 1-bar drum loop and drop beat repeat on it. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16th, chance around 10 to 25%, variation low. Then automate the chance up only for the fill bar and slam it back to zero. That's important. You're not trying to gamble your groove for 64 bars. You're curating surprise. Here's an advanced variation you should try. Break shadow edits. Duplicate your main break to a second track called Break Ghost. High pass it aggressively, like 400 to 800 HE. Add auto pan with a fast rate, 1/8 or 1/16th, but keep the amount low. Then bring it in for only a beat or two at phrase ends. It's felt more than heard. The groove flares, but the chord doesn't change. Also, snare calligraphy. Make snare a clean and short. Snare be slightly longer or noisier. Then alternate by 16-bar blocks. First phrase A only, second phrase A plus B quietly, third phrase back to A with 1B accent before transitions. That's progression without messing with the DJ's backbeat anchor. Now the bridge or break, around bars 160 to 192. In DJ-friendly DNB, the bridge resets the ear but shouldn't delete the grid. So keep a grid anchor, a closed hat pulse, a rim, or a filtered break at low level. That way, if a DJ wants to layer something, it doesn't feel like the floor disappears. A good 32-bar bridge formula. First 8, remove sub, keep filtered break and pad. Next 8, bring in a new texture, like a vocal chop or a stab throw. Next 8, rebuild drums. Last 8, ramp tension into drop 2. When you make the sub vanish, do it without clicks. Put utility on the sub track and automate gain down over half a bar, not instant mute, or automate an EQ 8 low shelf reducing 40 to 120 gradually. Smooth moves keep the mix professional. Now drop 2. This is where you earn the journey feeling. Drop 2 should not be drop 1 copy-pasted. You can make it heavier by being more aggressive, more chopped, or by switching the bass riff. But one of the best late night tricks is heavier because less is louder. At the start of drop 2, remove one or two constant elements from drop 1, maybe a hat loop, maybe a pad. Then add one new dominant element, like a nasty mid-bass pattern. Focus equals weight. For a heavier mid-bass chain using stock tools, your source in Waveatable or Operator. Then saturator with soft clip. Drive 4 to 10 dB depending on the sound. Auto filter with subtle movement, slow. Chorus ensemble very subtle, like 5 to 15%, just to widen the upper harmonics. EQ 8 to dip muddiness around 200 to 400 and tame harshness. Then multiband dynamics gently, not smashed, just controlling spitty highs. But keep the sub clean. Sub on operator sign, low pass around 120 to 180. Utility width at 0%. Mono, optional sidechain compression from the kick, 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction, and absolutely no stereo modulation below roughly 120 Hz. That's how you keep club translation. If you want a tension trick before drop 2, try the halftime mirage. For 8 bars, keep hat's normal speed, but make the snare feel like it's only on beat 3, or strip the ghost network. Then bring the full pattern back at the drop. It leans the listener back without actually changing BPM. Now the outro. Treat it like a DJ tool, not a fade out. Keep kick, snare, and hat stable for at least 32 bars. Then gradually remove mid-bass movement, then pads and stabs, then simplify break complexity until you're left with a clean beat and atmosphere. Final 16 bars. Mostly tops and minimal percussion, plus your night air. Do a DJ safe low-end exit. Automate bass down over 8 to 16 bars. Don't let a random sub note ring at the end. Trim tails. DJs will love you for that, and your track will sound more intentional. Now transition polish, the ear candy with discipline. Use reverse cymbals into phrase starts, especially every 16 bars. Do reverb throws, send a hit into your reverb for one beat only, then pull it back. Noise swells, filtered. Drum mute choreography, like removing the kick for one bar right before a drop. If you do tape stop style moments, do them sparingly. Late Night Jungle is about roll. One dramatic stop can be sick. Five of them becomes gimmicky. And here's a pro workflow tip. Make an FX print audio track. Resample your throws and send moments to auto. That gives you precise placement, and it keeps CPU light. Also, once it's audio, you stop endlessly tweaking and you start finishing. Now, two big coach notes that separate advanced arrangement from I watched a tutorial. First, build for the incoming track. Not just your own. This audio version is shortened for playback.